Joining me now is Martin Foyle. Your reactions to that defeat this evening?
Disappointed. You know, I thought we went ahead, a fantastic cross and a goal. And I thought that just give us a little bit of, you know, the life that we needed to go on and have another good home performance. But, you know, we can't stop conceding goals, you know, and you look at the first one again, we give away too many silly free kicks. I keep telling the lads, we keep giving cheap ones away. And then the ball ended up in the box. Well, the lads finish it from probably, I don't know, was it 25, 30 yards? Or probably hard to see, but couldn't see Bits's position there, but something I have to have a look at. And then the next one, you know, Klukowski, who scored, what, 18 goals last season. And, you know, we told the lads, we'd done on the training pitch, that he will make them runs from midfield. And again, he's just run off the midfield and, you know, give Steph a problem because he was marking another man. And it's not an easy header, is it? You know, I mean, the lads finished it well, but it's in the back of the net again, and that's what frustrates me at the moment.
So far as Green were quite composed in that first half, did you try and change it at the half-time interval?
Well, they're a good side. There's no question about that. You know, they're my favourites. I've seen them two or three times this season, and, you know, they can change their side around left, right and centre. They stick to that 4-3-3 formation, and like I said, it causes problems. So it looks like you're getting picked off, doesn't it? You know, but we're working hard, but there's got to be a little bit of thought of, you know, what we're closing down, what angles we're taking off, and the fullback's pushing in on the right side. So, yeah, I'm disappointed because I thought we put some fantastic crosses in that box first half, and I probably could have, you know, pinched another one before half time. Then second half, really, what did they create? Well, other than us going back to our goalkeeper, you know, on a bobbly pitch.
As you were saying, you seemed to press a little bit more in the second half, made it more difficult for Forest Green to get composed on the ball.
Yeah, I tried to put the two because I knew Bangura would be a problem, you know, because he is a quality player, you know. So we dropped off to get around him, but then our midfield dropped even deeper, you know, and their interchanging was very good, and I give them credit for it. You know, that's probably the biggest side that's caused us problems. But then second half, you're throwing caution to the wind again. You're pushing on and not cheating, but you're forcing them back. Yeah, and it probably looks like we've tried to push higher. But we need to keep that ball better in that final third. You know, our crosses, we're trying probably impossible chips and clips and trying to put balls through. But, you know, I'm delighted with the effort. The effort is very, very good, and I can't fault that. But, you know, we probably just need that a little bit more quality at the right times.
I was going to say the positive is probably your wide players, Marley Watkins coming back to full fitness, and Sam Klukas playing really well.
Yeah, but we can't keep relying on them, you know. So, you know, the fullbacks have got to support them a little bit more, especially in against a 4-3-3. You know, you've got to take their wide players back and dictate to them. But we're probably a little bit shy to come out the holes when we got the ball. A lot of time the midfield got the ball and they actually turned outwards back towards the defence rather than facing the other way and looking forward.
You mentioned, obviously, Hereford scoring four against Cambridge at the weekend, but it was the defensive area that you were looking at. Is that, you know, obviously still something you've got an awful lot of work to do?
Yeah, it is. It's whether we shut up shop a little bit. You know, we can't keep conceding two goals and then expecting to go and score three goals. It doesn't happen, you know. So you might get away with it one week, you know, and then the next week it's another defeat. So, yeah, it's something I've got to look at. We've got to be tighter. We've got to be stronger. But that's all round.
And Mansfield at the weekend, that's another tough fixture.
Yeah, they're all tough. These are the big boys. I thought these two, you know, today and Saturday will probably be our biggest test of the season. You know, they're full of confidence. You know, they've got a squad of players that they can just change around at a drop of a hat. But, you know, the thing about our group of players is that we've got to coach them. We can't just keep chopping and changing.
You brought Josh O'Keefe in for his debut for Hereford tonight. Is that, I think that's a short-term deal, am I correct in that?
Yeah, well, everything's short-term, you know, so that's the way I've got to deal this season. It's hard, but it's up to the players to prove a point. But, you know, he certainly adds something to the midfield, and I thought he probably had a good 30 minutes there.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Cheers, Martin.